In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, today we are taught how to pray. A very striking example of how to pray. And this from a person who was an alien to the Jewish race. From the land of Canaan. That means that her people were idolaters. And she was the one of whom the Lord said, "Great is thy faith." Let us find out how she prayed so that we can pray like she did. Remember, I tell you, read the scriptures to see what they will teach you, what you should do, what you shouldn't do, who you should emulate, the things you should avoid. She is a perfect and wonderful example of how we should pray. And there are many aspects to perfect prayer. The first thing is, what should we pray? She said, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me." In essence, that is what we should pray. Just that the Lord would have mercy. We'll talk a little bit about a mercy in a minute. That's a misunderstood word in our society. Who should we pray to? Seems like an obvious answer. But it's not so obvious. This is a woman who came from a land of idolaters. And she addressed the Lord as Jesus, thou Son of David. That's a messianic title. That means she knew something of Him. She had studied of Him. She bothered to know who God was. No, the answer is not, who do you pray to? God. The answer is that you learn of God, because, as the Lord said, "Take my yoke upon you, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and learn of me." Our prayer is not effective unless we're trying to learn who God is. And let us not fool ourselves. Let's not pretend that we know who He is exactly. Because, first of all, He's the unknowable that has made Himself knowable to us. And second of all, we can only know Him insofar as we become like Him. So now, who are we praying to? We are praying to the one we are following. We're praying to the one we are emulating. We are praying to the one we are trying to become like. And all that He has said to us should be encompassed in all of our prayers. Believing Him for what He has said and what His Son has done and how His Son has taught us how to live. And shown us, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that we can obtain this life. Yes, we must know who we are praying to. And I submit to you, you cannot know who you are praying to if you are not struggling to live a clean life. It's not possible. I've told you before, little stories from when I was nursing, and I hear on the TV, bizarre things coming out of that thing. When people were watching all of these preachers and the things that they were saying, they didn't sound like prayer to me. It sounded more like posturing for the camera. You must know who you are speaking to. You cannot know without becoming like God. So, when the Lord said, "Great is thy faith," this means that this woman was attempting to live a virtuous life. She was in a land of pagans and idolaters. But she was trying to live a good life. Because otherwise the Lord would not have said, "Great is thy faith." Because faith is not just what we say, it's what we do. So we must know who we are praying to. We also must know who we are. That we have needs. We need the Lord to have mercy in everything, every aspect of our life. And when the woman was confronted by the Lord and He said, "It's not good to give the holy things, the things of the children, to the dogs," she completely agreed with Him. She knew that she came from a land of idolaters and pagans. She knew who she was. She knew she needed the Lord. Now I say that we, many times, probably almost all the time when we pray, we barely have a conception of who we are. How weak we really are. How much we really need the Lord. How much He has already given us. And how much He is promising to give us. And yet we're so unaware as we go through our life. You know, one of my favorite metaphors is talking about how the people of the gathering, what happened? When the Lord cured their demoniac out in the countryside, and they said, go away from us because all the pigs had died. They did. The Lord did go away. And they didn't even notice it. It was no different to them the next day. And they had missed what the Lord would have given them without even knowing. Well, the person who does not feel he is ill does not seek treatment. So if you don't know yourself, then why would you reach out to God? So we must know who we are and who God is if we are to know what to pray to. It just so happens that when I was meditating on the scripture, it came out that it comes out as a mnemonic device to 4 W's. I usually don't like cutesy stuff like that. But basically, I'm talking about what to pray, who to pray to, and who is the doing the praying. When we should pray, and the last one is to wait. So when? She was praying constantly. She was going after any disciple that would give her a look. She was tagging after them. She was making herself a pest. She was not giving up. Now, remember, these stories are, as it were, a microcosm that talks about our entire life. So this happened probably in the space of, what, a day or a half a day or less? Perhaps she called after the Lord for a few hours. Who knows, maybe even a couple days. But it is indicating the way we should proceed in our life. So, when should we pray? All the time. With persistence. With diligence. And it will be rewarded. But I just heard a great quote, or read a great quote recently. Grace is slow. Don't expect to have what you want given to you right away. First of all, most of the time what we want is not what we need. And second of all, we poor human beings have this lamentable characteristic that if things are given to us too quickly, too easily, we don't value them and we discard them. Just like an old toy. So when should we pray? All the time. But it's our attitude that matters when we're praying. Persistence. Going after the Lord again and again and again, begging Him for mercy. By the way, when we ask for mercy, this is a very humble prayer. Because to ask for mercy is to say, as the woman said later, Lord, help me. They mean the same thing. Lord, have mercy. Lord, help me. I have to tell you that this prayer, Lord, have mercy, is the reason why I became an Orthodox Christian. Because I remember going for the first time to an Orthodox church. Everything was very foreign to me. There's incense, there's pictures on the walls, there's people dressed up in these fancy vestments. There's a lot of stuff going on that I didn't understand. But I absolutely understood. Again and again and again I heard, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. And I was coming from an environment where, hey, if you've asked Jesus into your heart, the Lord's had mercy on you. You know, you were going to be condemned to death, and now you're not. The judge has been merciful. He's commuted your sentence. That's not what mercy is. Mercy is not just that the Lord will not punish us. Mercy is that the Lord helps us in everything that we need, and the things that we don't know we need. And over again, I heard sung, Lord have mercy. Sometimes once, sometimes three times. Many, many times throughout the service. This is what brought me to Orthodoxy. Because this is what man needs. If they knew how to pray, then they must have been praying. They must have had other things that they knew, and eventually I found those things out. When we pray, Lord of Mercy, we're just saying, Lord, I really don't even know what I want. I'm going to you as the doctor, and I have this pain. I have no idea what it's from. All I can tell you is that I hurt. And you as the doctor will figure out the problem and cure it. It's a humble prayer. I'm not saying and it's that you shouldn't and can't pray for specific things sometimes. Absolutely. But in general, the general tone of your life should be, Lord, have mercy. I don't know exactly what I need or when I need it or how I need it, but I know that I need it. I know that I need help. Because there's a lot of things that are way above me. And maybe there are problems in your life that are way above you that you just can't figure your way past. Well, the Lord will help you. All you need to do is say, Lord, have mercy. But this is with belief. This is with belief in who God is. It's amazing how ignorant we are about God. I think it is St. Basil was writing a letter once, was saying that in the marketplace people were talking about whether or not about the two natures of Christ and about the two wills of Christ. And when people were buying fish, they were talking about it. We don't hear that kind of talk anymore. What we hear is that really some of these things are just incidentals. The dogma of who God is and who the Holy Trinity is. They're just incidentals. You know, the Pope, whom we do not recognize as a Christian bishop. I don't recognize him as a Christian. He will pray the creed with the filioque when he's serving in his cathedral or with his folk. But if he has someone come who might be offended, like he goes serves with the uniates or something, he'll say it without the filioque. You want it with mayo or without? It doesn't matter. This is to not know who God is. Because either Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father or from the Father and the Son. It can't be both ways. And since the Lord emphatically said, I will send you the Holy Spirit who proceeds from the Father, we should believe Him. But how would we know this unless we read? Unless we study? You should all be students. You all certainly have needs. Well, you also have minds and intelligence and a soul that can learn the things that you don't even understand when you read. So you should be reading the Scriptures. You should be studying God, not as an abstract sort of scholastic thing. It is a living thing. If we don't know who God is, then why would He hear our prayers? We might be missing Him when we're talking to Him. So, the last one aspect of these four W's that I wanted to discuss is to wait. Oh, this woman really had to wait. How long had her child been in this affliction? We don't know. Probably quite some time. And she had to go after the apostles. She had to go after the Lord and He ignored her. And then when she did get an audience with Him, He rebuffed her. And He told her she was a dog. But she was patient. And she told Him the truth. Yeah, I am a dog. But I know that I, even as a dog, can get crumbs from the Master's table. This waiting takes a long time now. It'd be nice to be wait for a day or two, huh? Well, Lord, help me, and there it is. It just doesn't happen like that very often. And like I said, it's because of our temperament that it doesn't. Because if we receive good things without effort, then we will discard them. They won't be important to us. This woman's life, for these whatever hours or days that she was pursuing the Lord, and the way she prayed, and the way she reacted to him when he spoke to her. This is the example of how we should pray. To our shame, someone who was from a land of idolatry knew to call the Lord Son of David. The Pharisees didn't believe this, and they supposedly read all these books. And when the Lord rebuked her, she was humble. She didn't go and ask him a dozen things. She knew her Lord was her Lord knew that her daughter was afflicted. She mentioned it in passing, but over and over she said, "Lord of mercy. Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy, Lord help me." This is how we should pray. It's a difficult thing to pray like this. Because it involves living the Christian life, not just asking for things. Because we must know who we are and who God is if we're to pray to Him effectively. So let us emulate this, as far as I know, nameless Canaanite woman who had great faith, greater than any of us. Let's pray like her. Let's pray simply, "Lord, have mercy," for whatever we need. Let's pray persistently. Let's have humility about ourselves and wait for the Lord, and He will help us. Amen.
This homily was given by Priest Seraphim Holland at the St. Nicholas Russian Orthodox Church in the Dallas, Texas area. All rights are reserved. All of our homilies, both text and audio, are archived on our website. We also have an RSS feed of audio homilies and a blog called Redeeming the Time, in which we post original material on the Scriptures, Lives of the Saints, and Pastoral Reflections. All these things may be found with links on the front page of our church's website, in addition to many other spiritual materials. The URL is http://www.orthodox.net. That's orthodox.net. Again, the URL is http://www.orthodox.net. May God bless you and help you in all things.